News. Rustington Centre to stand up in September. We are delighted to share the date of our move into our Rustington Centre. We will be handed the keys on the 17th of August and our permanent residents will move in soon after this date. In September, we will stand up our new centre and then spend a period of time testing it out, which some of you may be called on to help with. Our programme of activities and holidays at Rustington is set to kick off in October 2023, so please contact our bookings team on 01273 391 500 to be one of the very first guests. We'll provide details about the formal opening ceremony later in the year. As we get ready for our move along the coast, we invite you to join us for a special day as we stand down our iconic Brighton Centre. The day will be a fantastic celebration of activities and ceremony. If you wish to come along, please contact our Brighton's booking team on 01273 391 500 to RSVP, so we have an idea of numbers. The team will be able to answer any questions you may have. Unfortunately, due to capacity, we are unable to provide accommodation at the centre for this event, but you can apply for a grant to help fund your travel and accommodation costs if need be. Please get in touch with your community team to find out more.
Our patron Sophie becomes Duchess of Edinburgh. Congratulations to our royal patron, the new HRH, the Duchess of Edinburgh. The Duchess of Edinburgh has graced us with her presence at a number of our events, including the Blind Veterans UK Centenary Garden Party at Buckingham Palace in 2015, following which she became our patron. Some of you who attended noted how she took her time to speak with as many of you and your families as possible. The Duchess of Edinburgh also opened our leader buildings at our Llandudno Centre in 2017 and unveiled our Victory Over Blindness statue outside Manchester Piccadilly Station in October 2018. We look forward to welcoming her at our future events in her new role.
Charity marks the King's coronation. As the historic coronation takes place this month, the past weeks have been our staff feverishly preparing for a celebration to remember. All those attending the King's and Coronations Week at our Llandudno and Brighton centres will undoubtedly see the fruits of their labour. With garden parties, picnics and tea dances galore, we have a whole host of right royal activities on offer. Meanwhile, in Essex, members of our Vision in Song Blind Veterans UK choir have been warming up for a special performance at their very own coronation tea party. In addition to this, our National Creative Wellbeing Project team has been busy posting out packs of their Regal Craft project, the Coronation Crown Mosaic. It's not too late to order yours. Just call 01273 391 447. Nuclear Test Programme Veterans to claim medals. Nuclear Test Programme veterans, civilian staff and their descendants have been invited to claim commemorative medals in recognition of their critical role and significant contribution. Around 22,000 military personnel and civilian staff from the UK and Commonwealth nations are thought to be eligible. This includes posthumous awards to next of kin. The medal will be awarded free of charge to individuals who participated in the UK nuclear test programme, including the preparatory and clear-up phases from 1952 to 1967. To find out more and to apply for this medal, please visit gov.uk www.dhs.org/government/publications/applying-for-medals. Colourful greeting cards hit the shelves. Introducing the latest addition to our online shop, Collaboration in Colour Greetings Cards. The cards feature some of the amazing artwork created by members, staff and volunteers as part of our National Wellbeing Creative Programme. Each pack of 10 cards are a collection of designs featuring the full artwork and seasonal versions. With blank inner pages, they're perfect for any occasion. To purchase, simply visit blindveterans.org.uk/shop or contact Supporter Services on 0300 111 2233. Sponsored wreaths available for remembrance. Last year, we launched a Sponsor a Wreath campaign to give community groups, businesses and other organisations the opportunity to honour the fallen and the sacrifices made by all servicemen and women during their time in service. Over 40 sponsored wreaths were laid by members at local remembrance services across the country. Long-standing supporter Thea Pharmaceuticals sponsored three of these wreaths, including one laid at the Rustington War Memorial by member Jim Dunn. Jim says, "I was incredibly proud to lay a wreath on behalf of my fellow blind veterans and the charity, which has done so much for me." Meanwhile, another member, Billy Baxter, laid a wreath at the Llandudno War Memorial. Sponsor Kelly of Tom Owen and Sons accompanied him and said it was such a fantastic day and one I am so proud and humbled to have been a part of. It was truly inspiring. For this coming remembrance, we will have 100 wreaths available. If you'd like to lay one of these wreaths, please get in touch with your community support worker no later than Friday the 9th of June. The wreaths will be given out to members nearer the time on a first-come, first-served basis. Our community partnerships team has started reaching out to potential sponsors. Some of these sponsors may wish to attend the service at which you are laying your wreath, but there's no obligation to meet with them unless you wish to do so. If you know of any organisations in your local area you think may be interested in sponsoring a wreath, please let us know at fundraising@blindveterans.org.uk or on 0300 111 2233.